stalker.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Let the Midnight Special shine a light on me. Let the Midnight Special shine a light on me.
It's midnight, and welcome to the radio program, So What's Your Problem? The weekly show where we have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. You are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. And let me give you that phone number, because the boards are lit up already, because some of our regular listeners know the number.
They're already calling.
Oh, man, these people are...
It's been a long week.
You know what? Yeah, Deb. It's the beautiful Debbie, our co-host, and the lovely and wonderful life coach and child-rearing expert and co-producer.
It's better every week.
It's so good.
Awesome.
We can't even, you know...
When do I get paid?
Yes. Anyway, there's a problem with the mic. I heard the word paid. No. And the phone number is 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. And again, the show is So What's Your Problem? And as I usually do, I turn to the lovely Deb E.
Yes.
Debbie Payne. And ask Deb, how's your week going? What's going on? And interesting problems.
Well, first,
what do you think?
I want to know where Kristen is. Because it's a little
Kristen
empty
Harold.
In the studio
it's
tonight,
quiet.
And I'm a little, you know.
Yeah, we don't have that ebullient, exuberant personality here.
Right, I'm looking,
Kristen
looking
around. Kristen is out interviewing celebrities.
Oh, wow.
I think today was Sandra Oh, Alicia Silverstein, or was it Silverstone, and Anne Heche.
Wonderful.
They're in a new movie called Catfight, I believe. So
she should bring them in here.
Shout out to Kristen. Yeah, bring them in.
Bring them in. Come on, Kristen.
Bring in your people, and we'll set them straight.
Right.
So, Deb, what's going on with you?
Well,
you know, it's the middle of the weekend. It's midnight. I never saw somebody that is so bright and cheerful on a Saturday night.
I am.
I don't know. You're doing something before you come in.
No. Well, no. You know what? I'm having a lot of epiphanies this week. Just a lot of life-changing thoughts.
Really?
That something's happened to me, and my mind is going a million miles a minute.
Oh, really?
And it's all legal.
Yeah.
It's all good.
What kind of... Because, you know, I had that epiphany a few weeks ago. When, what was that great
epiphany? Did
you forget
your epiphany?
Oh, no, it was a great epiphany. I was teaching my girlfriend golf.
Yeah.
And through the whole game.
Oh, right.
I just said, great shot.
Right.
And it made her happy and me relaxed. And you know, because I know you've played golf.
Right.
Because you made a salient point that the scariest, you know, the thing that can get you most frustrated or most in a fight with your spouse is when those guys behind you are waiting to hit. And you're schmecking around there, hitting ground balls.
Well, especially
so
if you're the guy, because that's your reputation on that golf course.
It.
You don't want your woman helping you lag behind.
Honey. No, but we kept reverting back to the hole behind us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kept doing that so that nobody would actually be behind us.
Yeah.
So that was so. Great. What's your epiphany?
I have so many.
Can you give us one?
One thing.
Please.
One thing.
Solamente uno.
Hit me in the middle of the night where I get my best thoughts. Because
arrested mind.
Yeah. I have two mornings.
But we have two mornings. Yeah, me too.
Arrested mind is a creative mind. So let me rest a few minutes. Then I'll wake up and I'll have a great idea. And then I'll go back to sleep. But my epiphany was about...
What'd you have?
You know, life. It was about the roles we play and how after a certain amount of years go by, you've kind of been on every side of the coin in every relationship. You've been the child. You've been the mother. You've been the girlfriend. You've been the ex. You've been the employer. You've been the employee. You've been the manager. You've been the managed.
And you become the parent to your parents. That really hit me hard when my parents got ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of roles we play.
So many, right. And you replay them all by the time you get to the end of your life, usually. And so really, there's nobody to be mad at because you see it from all ends of the spectrum.
Right. If you ever heard me say many times, I'd say there's two words that I didn't make my kids, but I kept pounding into their heads.
Pound those heads.
Two words. Mm-hmm. Take responsibility. You want to do that? Good. You want to drop out of school? Good. Take responsibility.
Yeah.
It kind of has worked well because they have taken responsibility and seem to be on the right track.
Oh, you have amazing kids.
Thank you, dear. As you do as well. A very young grandma, by the way, is Debbie.
Well, yeah.
She's very youthful. Go to our
this is radio.
go to our Facebook page and you'll see. Yeah. I am not as zany as I look, but you got to ask the right people. I'm having a little bit of a problem with the show, and we love doing the show. It's so much fun. But most of the audience may know that I was married for 30 years up until 2 years ago.
Yes.
It's okay. I have my girlfriend Karina and all that. But my ex-wife was a great sport and a very good foil.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm with a woman. I don't like to use the word perfect, but you're just very easy.
Yeah.
And a little sensitive. So, you know, I lost half my material.
Oh, for sure.
So the question is, should I have stayed married and be unhappy with the material or lose the material and have to find new material? It's a very difficult situation.
Well, for the good of the show, you probably should have stayed with it.
It looks like Herman is our producer today, an engineer.
He is. He's amazing.
And Herman, do we have a caller waiting to come on?
We do.
All right. Hello. Is there a caller out there?
Hi. It's Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. How are you?
I love that name, Lydia.
Lydia, that's a sweet name.
Thank you.
Lydia, let me ask you a question. I'm going to guess you sound like a lady. You don't have to answer. You might be like in your early 40s.
She just said hello, wow. Stan.
Okay, anyway.
You're pretty good.
Listen,
you're pretty good.
Listen, you had me at hello. I have to say this because I have a very compulsive, obsessive, compulsive
women.
And impulse. Yeah, I like women. Lydia, have you ever had chlamydia?
Oh, my God.
All right, moving forward.
No.
So, Lydia, just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding. We know you had syphilis.
Like
all right, listen.
Sorry, Lydia, in advance.
Lydia. Debbie is always apologizing.
I am.
She's apologist in chief. Lydia. Hey, so what's your problem, baby? What's going on, mama?
I'm hoping that you can help me and steer me in the right direction. I'm married to a very busy man who really doesn't pay any attention to me anymore.
Oh, and we don't like
I
that.
Know.
No.
I even hate to admit it, but it's true.
Oh.
And I'm starting to have these feelings for a guy at work.
Uh-oh. Oh, you called the right place.
Slippery slope.
I think about him all the time, and whenever I hear his voice, feel butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Lydia, how long have you been married?
I've been married for 7 years.
Okay. Mm. When you met your husband, did you have those beautiful, special feelings, the butterflies, or not really?
Not really. It was different with my husband.
Okay, it was more, you loved him, you weren't in love with him, it was more convenient, you wanted to get married, your mother was on your case.
When we met, it was almost like love at first sight, and we both were really into each other, and we loved each other a lot, and we spent a lot of the time together. So there was no longing. I feel longing for this person, and I'm not sure if that's why.
Yeah, you miss them when you don't see them.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
And if I just get to work and I hear his voice from the other room, I'm not kidding. My stomach just goes butterflies.
This is at work. You're at work, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell that he kind of feels the same way, too.
Wow.
And I don't know what to do.
Okay, let's see if we get some help here. So what do you do with your friend at work? We'll call him. Do you have lunches? Do you go for drinks? Have you had dinner? I mean, how many times have you...
Oh, that would be dangerous for her,
How many times have you... Yeah, but how many times have you... But you've had some interaction or no? Have you had a lunch?
Only at work. No
only
lunch
at work.
Day.
Just
right,
feelings.
No, right. And it's just work-related. And then, you know, one time he brushed my hand a little bit and I can just get the vibe that there's something there. And mm-hmm. It's making me feel all of these feelings that I've never had before.
I'm getting excited right now. This is palpable.
She's not talking about you.
This is palpable. Deb, what do you think? Well, you got any advice for Lydia Chlamydia?
I totally hear you. And I hear that you're missing your husband and you're missing that attention. We just can't go through life and relationships and not have that interaction. And when somebody works a lot or is not paying attention to you, you know, there's something that needs to be filled, obviously. And I think, you know, just in my humble opinion, I think that it's displaced. I think this crush you have on the guy at work is really a longing for your husband, but it's put on him because he's a nice distraction. And I would say just let the crush play out, because it'll play out. But have that conversation with your husband and let him know. Maybe stir up a little jealousy. Say, hey, honey, you know, I'm missing you, and I need you to pay a little attention to me because this guy at work is looking kind of good. And maybe that'll be what he needs. Right, Stan?
I love Debbie. I completely disagree with what you said.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the woman. Her advice is usually amazing. Let me give you the man's point of view.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Okay.
Because I heard what you said about when you first met your husband, and you know there were feelings, and you said it was love at first sight, or you weren't sure.
No, it was love at first sight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when did this start to wane? When did the mm-hmm. good love feelings and those vibes start to go away?
Well, we were together quite a while before we got married, and I don't know.
Okay, the love at first. So how long were you together before you got married?
We were together 5 years before we got married.
Oh, five.
Okay.
5 years. Ah, I've been married for
that's
seven.
That's a long time. So you're together 12 years, though.
But Stan, right. How do you disagree with what I said? I'm curious.
Because, no, it sounded to me like you, Debbie, were doing a little bit of dissuasion as far as, you know, careful with the new guy because it might be some kind of transference.
Yes, transference, exactly.
The feelings you wish you had for your husband, right. You're transferring on to the guy at work.
But you're feeling like it's
I'm feeling
new.
It's more real.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm feeling, Lydia, I'm feeling like your feelings at work. I mean, they're feelings.
Yeah.
We do learn not to deny our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And in this business, so especially Dell, we work with a lot of shrinks.
work with a lot of shrinks.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff
we
here.
Need a we few shrinks yeah, on this
we
show.
We need a few less shrinks. No, but anyway, Lydia, seriously, you know, what would happen now? Here's a good question. Well, it's my question. You know, I'm obnoxious. Now, what do you think if he asks you out to lunch? Because it looks like it's coming to this point. And is he married?
And he, is he that's what question. I want to say. He is
good
married
question.
Also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
and
looks,
I've met his wife, and she is a peach.
Oh.
Oh, a peach means what? She's, yes. I don't know.
She's nice. She's got a cool girl.
Very nice.
She's got a
very nice. She's
stomach.
A cool girl.
Yeah.
She's peachy. You know, okay, she's nice.
Yeah. I've met her at some of the functions we've had outside of work that we bring our significant others to.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. And
the plot thickens.
All right, so now, look, I have the answer. Is there
okay.
any chance your husband likes his wife?
Wow.
And we could, you know, you could have a double divorce and a double marriage. With
wow.
Everybody's happy. No, I'm going to say this now. We're coming up against the break. I think your feelings for this guy are not just in lieu of the feelings you wish you had for your husband. You know, these feelings may be real, but it's frightening to you maybe to have lunch or to have a drink because that would be the next step. But,
very
you know,
frightening to me.
Where I'm
very
different,
frightening.
Here's where I'm different than Debbie.
Yeah, we're different.
I go, we only live once, honey.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy at home, and who knows, what would happen? If, you know, a lunch and a drink can be innocent. Beyond that is not innocent.
Yeah.
But I would say, for me, where I disagree with Debbie, I would say,
explore
go
those
for
feelings.
The lunch, go uh-huh. for the drink. Good. Yes, good word. Explore the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same vein, amazingly, if you sit down with this guy, get to know him, you may like your husband more.
Yeah,
you
that's
may find
very
out
true.
He's a dud.
That's very true. And that might even be a better way.
Yeah.
So, you know, we both have opinions, but, you know, you need to really search your own soul.
Yeah, I can't tell how many women, you know, kind of attracted me. Then they realized I'm a real schlemiel. And they ran
They have
back.
One meal with you, yeah, and they that's went, it.
Yeah, the one meal, the half a drink, and they're out of there, and they love their husband.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, my God, what was I thinking? I'm with this guy.
Well, you've been All through right, puberty Lydia. A couple times, Stan. You've had your second yes. puberty, and you know how that goes.
Lydia, very nice yes. call. And you sound
Thanks,
like a
Lydia.
Nice lady. And let's have a drink ourselves, baby. All right, bye. I mean,
okay,
bye.
Thank you guys very
Keep
much.
Keep listening.
All right, Talk
Thanks,
Radio, 790 KABC, Stan and Deb, 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. Show us what's your problem. Hang in. Come back. We're having fun.
It's time for the spectacular 71st Annual Fred Hall Show, the nation's ultimate outdoor show. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and international travel at the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. It's the essence of patting your tummy and going, that was good, especially when you eat the mouth-watering fried chicken. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. It is just perfect. The skin, the crust, the spices, the herbs. God, it's good. The chicken inside is so moist. It's wonderful. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. They have their own catering hall. They will come to your house and set everything up. They will feed you so well. This is food you dream about. Doolin's on Crenshaw. And by the way, excellent customer service. The people at the counter are the best. At Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Hi, y'all. This is Aaron Tippin. And I'd like to take a moment to say thanks to all of our veterans out there listening. This is a great nation because of all the hard work and numerous sacrifices that all of you make for us. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and please remember that America supports you and appreciates what you're doing for this country. This message is brought to you by the United States Air Force.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Can't get Debbie to sing. That's all right. She's laughing at me.
I'm glad that's your favorite song.
Shine a light on me. Well, it's midnight. This is the Midnight Special, better known as So What's Your Problem, the weekly radio program.
We have experts here to help you solve, resolve, get insight into your problems. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. And call us now. Call us right now at 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. We had a great segment with Lydia for our audience that's listening out there. And let's see what we got. Who we got? Herman on the phone. Oh, wait. Let me take care of that. You're working too
Stan,
hard.
Stan, you're in charge.
I'm taking over.
You go ahead and take it.
I'm taking over.
You take it.
Hello. To whom am I speaking?
This is Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Michelle, do you call radio programs often?
No, this is my first time, so I'm a little nervous.
Are you a first-time caller,
yeah.
long-time listener,
yes,
Michelle?
I am.
Okay.
Listen,
yes,
Michelle,
I am.
Michelle, relax. We're really friendly
okay.
here. Make believe
okay.
you're talking to your best friend.
Oh, we are her best friend.
Michelle, we're your best friend.
We're the
on.
Best friend
yeah.
of the friendless.
It's mid. We're friends to the friendless. That's how I got this gig. Debbie became my friend. So I'm sure you've had a couple of glasses of wine. You're sitting next to the dog, cozy. And what's your problem? I mean, what's on your mind, Michelle?
Well, I've been married for 25 years. Wow. And I have a great husband, three kids, and everything's going along great.
Good.
But the problem is that I've had a relationship with his partner for like the last 10 years.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
This is in conjunction or overlapping your marriage.
Yes. Okay. I'm still married.
And is he married?
He was married, and everything was fine between us. He was married, two kids. But he got divorced 2 years ago, and now this is where the problem is.
Okay. First of all, Michelle, you sound... relatively young. And how was the marriage when you first met? Was it love at first sight?
Yes, it was. It was great.
So it was really a love affair.
And it's still great. Our marriage is still great. I respect my husband.
Right.
I still love him. We still have a great marriage.
So why do you think you strayed a little bit with the partner?
It just happened. It was at one of these holiday parties. And we struck up a conversation, and it was just one of those things that happened.
And is he friends with your husband?
Yes, he is. He's his partner.
Oh, his partner.
Oh,
partner.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And now how do you, I mean, logistically, just for our fans out there, you, okay.
We want the details.
Does your husband travel on business?
He travels. His partner travels. Yes.
Have you ever met at destinations?
Yes, we have. We've traveled together.
Hmm. Oh, I like this. See, Debbie.
Well, we don't want to be judgmental here. We want to hear everybody's problem. We want you to call, pour your heart out, tell us. We're not going to judge you. We just want to hear about it and try and help. How can we help you with this?
So the problem is that he got divorced 2 years ago. Had nothing to do with us. That's one thing we said, that we were never going to get divorced because of our relationship.
Right. I like that. Okay.
But...
He did.
His first year of the divorce, he was fine, but now he's going into the second year of the divorce, and he wants me to leave my husband and live with him.
Of course.
I get that.
And it's becoming a problem.
Well, how much, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big a conflict is this?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Okay.
All right. She wants.
Understand, that's too much. Too much information.
Who has a larger organ, a husband or a boyfriend? See, Debbie.
See, my mind goes right there.
Debbie is the libidinous one.
Yeah, well,
No, but seriously,
we have three kids together. My oldest is 23.
Oh, okay.
She's been dating this guy for a couple years. I see them getting married pretty soon.
Is she out of the house?
Yeah, she's out of the house.
Okay, that's good. How about number two?
And so she's 21, and she's still in school, and then I have a 19-year-old.
Okay.
But I just want to keep things the way it is.
For the kids.
The kids, for my husband. You know, marriage is a contract, and I don't see why I need to. I think he's being inconsiderate, because if he was still with his wife, he would not expect me to be moving in.
But we evolve as human beings, and we want different things. Two questions. Do you think he's stepping out on you, your husband? And what would he say if he knew?
He would be very upset.
Okay.
Extremely upset.
Yeah.
And like I said, I love my husband. I love my children. I see us, you know, being grandparents one day. Having the family life.
Yeah. I got the picture now. So, Michelle, basically, you would like to keep the partner. Is this someone there once in a while, you know?
Like a side dude.
Something new.
Side dude.
I don't want to say a friend.
Well, I've been seeing him for 10 years now, so it's nothing new. I've been seeing him for 10 years, and I like the way
I mean something different from your husband.
I can't imagine that your husband doesn't sense that there's another man involved. I mean, I don't know. Do you think he might have an idea?
I honestly don't think he knows.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Because, you know, he's very wrapped up into his work, and we still have a very good relationship, but he's very busy.
All right, listen, Michelle, do me a favor. Give us a call in a week or two. Tell us how it's evolving.
Yeah.
For right now, you're juggling a couple of balls. My advice
literally,
is keep juggling. No, I'm serious. When in doubt, a good friend of mine once told me this. When in doubt, doubt. So I'm giving you permission to take a week off from this conflict. I'm not going to say stress.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it the way you've been enjoying it. Take it as a compliment that he would like to marry you. And if he gets too pushy with it, you may have to back off. But
yeah.
for right now, mm-hmm. it's a very good call. We appreciate it.
Thanks
but
for calling.
But we would like to get a follow-up. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Have a nice evening. Go have a couple of drinks and get a third guy in the mix because
yeah.
you don't have enough aggravation.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Okay, Michelle.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Bye. Thanks for the call, Michelle. Okay.
Got another one.
To whom?
They're backed up.
To whom the board
Stan,
is crazy.
Stan.
We're doing something. What is going on?
I don't know. You're just healing people.
I'm healing.
You're kind of like a prophet.
I'm like a heel.
Okay, let's say you're a heel.
Yeah, my former wife would call me a heel. Now I'm a healer.
Yeah.
Okay, to whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Bill Schauser from Lakewood, California.
Hey, hold on, Bill.
Bill, you don't have to use your last name.
You don't have to use, but
forget.
No.
Oh, I shouldn't have even used
no,
the list.
No.
People are going to be, they're going to be Googling you
but
now.
But you did it already. Listen, Bill.
Forget the list.
Except nobody knows how to spell it, so it's okay.
She's taken away the opportunity for, you know, to have a few laughs.
Okay,
so Schauser. No, seriously. Schauser? Am I saying it's Schauser?
I'm not going to tell you. It's close. But I can't divulge it now.
Oh, I'm Googling you now, and
I see
your face.
Are you a married man? Do you have children?
No children married.
Oh, that's good. How does your wife feel about being Mrs. Schauser?
That is the question. That's my problem.
Oh,
that's what I call about.
I just
listened to Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
And we have kind of like the opposite problem.
Oh, really?
Oh,
the opposite.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you got no game. You can't get no play.
I think my wife may be cheating on me.
What are the signs? What are the signs?
Well, we've been married about 5 years, and you know. The romance dies down a little bit after a couple years. So she's not as interested in sex anymore.
Okay.
But, and that's kind of a natural thing, I think. We still have sex about once a week.
That's not
maybe
bad.
A little
that's
more
not
often.
Enough. That's not enough.
I know, it's terrible. But, you know, she doesn't want to deal with me.
Hmm.
Now, she's a nurse. She works the evening shift.
Okay.
Not the overnight.
Okay.
So.
Like 3 to midnight.
A lot of times she says, yeah, I have to work late, there's patients, there's charting, and she comes home, you know, 2 or 3 hours late on her shift. So I'm a
little
concerned.
Is she smiling when she walks through the door, yeah. Bill?
She's not all depressed. She's not I had a hard time.
Are her cheeks a little flushed?
Bill, the man that she, do you have, no. So you think she's seeing, she said she's a nurse. Is the chance she's seeing a doctor or somebody in the hospital? You have no idea.
Ooh.
And you're not sure if she's seeing anybody.
Well, there's a lot of really good looking doctors in the
God,
hospital.
Oh, God, a doctor. Holy crap. I didn't think of that.
What do you
didn't.
What do you do, Schauser?
I was thinking of, you know, a male nurse or something.
Or maybe a female nurse.
You got to think bigger.
Would that hurt you if it turned out if it was a woman, Schauser?
I'd rather have it a woman than a man.
Yeah,
could
that's
be.
An interesting
it's
question.
It's less of a threat to me.
Yeah. Mm. In other words, you could say, you know, she wanted.
You know, she wanted a woman.
She
but
wanted
she,
a
know,
woman.
She want, but she didn't turn down me because I'm
yeah.
no good.
Right.
But she wanted. She
it
just
is
went
a,
the other
okay.
Way.
Well, two it's, things yeah. are important. Number one. We have to keep your self-esteem intact. When, if any of this stuff starts burning your self-esteem, but also you have to sit, you really got to talk to her. Can you do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, how do I make sure without, can I figure it out without confronting her? Should I try to dig in her cell phone?
Oh, how about a PI? I like that one. No, you got to talk to her. You got to talk to her.
Oh, just talk to her.
How about following her first?
Oh my goodness.
I like your style. Listen, Schauser, where can we meet? I'll follow you with her. This could be fun.
Yeah.
Now,
let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Yes, Schauser.
That's why we're
here.
Would
you ever call her from me and ask her?
You want me to? Yeah, I'll call her. Give me your number.
Wow.
I'll say, listen. We can't.
You could have her call us.
That would be great radio, though.
You could have her call us and we could ask her.
That would be great radio, though. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? We're calling up people and
we could actually,
them?
You know, break we up some marriages. Show. We could do it.
So what's not?
Susan, if it's broken.
Susan, you know the last name. I'll talk to her and say, I won't say what, but I'll just say, could you call
these
in?
These people on the radio.
Right?
Oh, calling on the show.
Okay.
But as soon as she says her name is Shaza and the guy she's seeing is Johnson, I'm going, give up the Shaza.
Well, you could try to squeeze it out of her, maybe without.
All right.
But still,
Debbie and I are good at that.
We're so good at that. But I would say first talk to her, and then when she calls us, we can really work with that.
That would be good. Call into the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Shaz. Very nice talking. Sure. We look forward to the follow up next week or the week after.
Okay, it sounds good. Right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for
love your show.
Oh,
thank
great.
You very much.
Keep
we
listening.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Ciao.
All right, Talk Radio 79 KBC. Come up to a break. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. You got a problem? Call us. We're going to really give you a headache, and you're going to be sorry you couldn't. No, we're kidding. We'll solve your problem. We're here to solve your problem. Stop messing around.
Be right back.
It's time for the spectacular 71st Annual Fred Hall Show, the nation's ultimate outdoor show. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and international travel at the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive.
My name is David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, give us a call. If you're purchasing a home within the next year, this is very important. Your credit score is the most important factor in securing the lowest interest rate. I strongly advise listeners interested in purchasing a home to contact my team as far in advance as possible to get pre-qualified for free. My team will analyze your credit and make recommendations to enhance your credit scores so you can secure the lowest rate when you purchase a home. Paying banks or other lenders to get pre-qualified is ridiculous. If you're purchasing a home, give us a call now at 844-YES-PEARL or visit PERLDavid.com to get pre-qualified for free. Pearl Mortgage has helped thousands of radio listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 844-937-7375 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 191-86, California Bureau of Real Estate 413-0865.
This is Meryl Schindler talking about one of my favorite restaurants. Everybody's favorite restaurant. It's the Stinking Rose on La Cienega, just north of Wilshire, where they found the way to put garlic in everything. Have you ever had their sizzling iron skillets? Roasted mussels, shrimp, and crab. So delicious. Their garlic steamed clams. Their zuppa di pesci with garlic. Their Louisiana shrimp with garlic. Their 40 clove of garlic chicken. There's garlic all over the place, and you will not get tired of it. Though you will be reminded next day that you ate it. Garlic does tend to stick around. It's a good thing to stick around. It's the Garlic at the Stinking Rose, where you show up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can enjoy Gary Shira in the Gar Bar playing the most wonderful music. You can't believe how talented this man is. It's the Stinking Rose on La Cienega, just north of Wilshire, open 365 days a year. That's amazing. There are other branches in San Francisco. This one is right there on La Cienega, just north of Wilshire. Check them out online, thestinkingrose.com. That's thestinkingrose.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a loving light.
Hello and welcome back to the radio program. So what's your problem? And we're here weekly with a team of experts to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. And when you leave this show, or when you get off that phone, forget it. It's nirvana. No problems. Happy days. Phone number. Boy, we have our boards are lit up. Keep calling, though. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. Deb, we've had a couple of good callers today.
We have. It's a lot about cheating.
Scintillating, titillating.
Yeah. A lot of infidelity.
Provocative stuff, yeah. A lot of this stuff going on.
Right.
All right, so I think we have a caller. Caller, hi, and to whom am I speaking?
My name is Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
A very good, straightforward, manly, man-about-town, confident voice.
Well, I've been around.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We got to hear
about that.
All right, Roger. That's the next show. That's another show. All right, Roger, what's going on? Seriously.
Well, I have a problem. I'd like to hear people's opinion that I think is not too uncommon. I've been saving money for retirement.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've seen the stock market
sky high
fluctuate a lot. I mean, it could drop 50% all of a sudden, like it did the number of years ago.
We had a couple of rough Mondays.
I know there's inflation every year. What am I supposed to do to protect myself? I got probably enough money now to
live the rest of life
reasonable. But what if? Where am I supposed to put my money if? If the stock market collapses,
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll be honest with you. That for some reason, I had the temerity and the ignorance to... I was a day trader for like 4 years in addition to doing other things. And there's an expression that I think everybody out there that's in the market has to be aware of. Because on those Black Mondays, when that stock market... starts to fall, there's an expression they use. It's like trying to stop a spear falling from a six-story building. It's going down, and you want to get ahead of it. I hear what you're saying. You know, sounds like you're a retired guy. You retired young, right? You sound like a young guy, relatively young.
I'm very young.
Yeah. But anyway, so what you need to do is, I mean, I'm not a stockbroker, but you need to talk to your broker or advisor and get yourself into some safer stuff. Maybe there's some bonds or some
state bonds. Well, the thing is, the safer stuff gives you no interest, and you don't even make inflation. So you're losing money as time goes by.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, my friend Roger. How long have you been in the market?
I've been in a long time.
Okay. Well, 8 years ago, when Obama came in, the market was at 6,000. Do you know that when Clinton came in, it was at 600. What's it now, 21,000? So you're making some pretty good money, my friend, if you've been in the market. So now you want to hedge a little bit. So you know what? Sit down with a good financial advisor. Talk about how much money you need to live a decent life. And sometimes, like, you know, on the old sports show that everybody used to like, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But sometimes the agony of defeat supersedes the thrill of victory. Do you get my point there a little bit?
Yeah, I think it hurts more to lose
at this point
than the pleasure you get from winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes.
So I think you got to hedge a little bit here, a little bit there, be in a little bit of cash. And don't worry, Armand's going to get your number. I got a fund for you to put money in. Don't worry about it. It's called the Stan Katzer Fund. And it does very well. Hey, Roger, we love you. Great call.
Thanks, Roger.
No, but keep up with us. Let us know and go speak to that financial advisor, a counselor, and you know, figure it out. And
I don't want to give them any money.
Yeah, well, you're going to die. You don't want
to. You know
I love guys like you. Rather, penny wise, pound foolish. You know what? Go on like a trading site like a TD Ameritrade for free. They give you advice.
Nice.
Okay?
Good advice, Dan.
Yeah, go.
Good.
Go.
All right, good luck.
You know what I say when I'm leaving?
Yeah, what? Goodbye.
Roger, I
want to tell you one thing, Roger. There was an old lady named Maud. She thought her children were given by God. But it wasn't the Almighty that pulled down her nighty, but Roger McClarger with his 30-inch charger. Goodbye, Roger. I'm now officially off the air.
Oh, my God.
Roger and out.
Okay.
All right. Who else do we have? We have another caller.
Who do we have?
Good evening. Or good Hi. Morning, whichever it is. Midnight. This is Coco Vinny. Right.
Coco Vinny. Coco.
Yeah.
Hey, Coco. What's going on, my brother? Talk to us.
These are some interesting calls.
Yeah, what's your problem, Coco?
Well, you know, I just got into town. I live in SoCal from Vegas. I'm an entrepreneur. I travel. You know, I'm on the hustle. I'm selling and working a lot. I've been dating this gal on and off for, you know, a couple of years now. And recently, you know, I caught her on a dating site. You know, so she's putting it out there. She's baiting the waters for some new fish.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't necessarily mind it because I'm busy. But at the same time, you know, I kind of like to know about these things ahead of time. So, you know, she's on this site called Bumble. And
I have Bumble. Oh, Bumble. Yeah, like, that's like in five Bumble. Minutes you got a date.
Like, boom. You know, the girls can talk like to Tinder. The guys, and guys swipes on you, and bang, bang, and boom.
It's like Tinder. It's like Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see what Deb has to say. She's good at this stuff.
Well, I want to hear more. I want to hear more from you. And are you satisfied in this relationship? And are you looking around?
Well, to be honest, I'm so busy. If you know, flirtations happen, and I'm a flirty, I'm a charismatic kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But all in
you have a really nice voice.
Thank you.
I bet you're nice looking too.
Well, I'm a 6'5" Mexican Jew. Mm-hmm. I don't.
You sound cute.
Thank you. Well, so I thought I'm the
flirt on this show.
I don't know, Stan. You're rubbing off on me. Don't put me on the air at midnight. Don't be doing that.
All right, Evan, get his number for Debbie. No, go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a conversation you should have with her. And we always tell people, just talk. Just
be honest.
Talk it out, be honest.
I talked it out with her, you know, and it's not like I snooped her phone or anything. She kind of got caught. It you know, popped up when she had her phone in. I was like, hey, what's up? So we talked a little bit, but the real question is,
Here's what I would say. I think you really have to, let's try to understand her psyche, but also your psyche. Mm-hmm. Is she angry at you for any reason or feeling you're not 100% in there? So maybe she's protecting herself by getting on a dating site.
Like what if a backup.
What if it doesn't work out with Coco Vinny?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a backup.
Yeah, because he's too cute.
Because you know what you said... And you also said, you know, you sound like you might be a little bit of a player. I don't say play. I hate that word. You know, you like to be out there. You like to flirt, you know.
And probably get a lot of really
charming,
good,
charismatic guy.
Good feelings from your work. You probably enjoy your work
a
lot.
I want to hear a little bit of his work.
Maybe more than her.
Do you think your gal may feel like you could be giving more? Or maybe she's afraid that you're out there fooling around. Or looking around.
Yeah, I can understand how that, because, you know, I get on, you know, on TV sometimes. I have a really fun business that, you know, so it is in the kind of health and wellness, but it's also in
What is your business? Vince, we don't have too much time. What's your business?
I invented Coco Taps. It's a device that goes into a coconut. It can be found at, you know, the Wynn Resorts and all these casinos in Vegas.
Wow.
And juice bars. And
very cool.
So you're a flashy guy.
He's a real entrepreneur.
He's a flashy guy.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just lining up her ducks in case you decide that you don't.
What's your website?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
What's your website? I want to give you a plug.
All right, CocoTaps.com.
Coco Taps. Hey, fans, CocoTaps.com. Let's check out Vinny's problem and help him out. Maybe, you know, if he gets really rich, the girl will stop looking around.
Yeah.
Vincent, I think, you know what? Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what did I do that would make girlfriend want to go on a dating site? You know, like, in other words, taking responsibility. Do I have any responsibility in this? Anyway, we're coming up against the break. Sit down with her, but please follow up with us. Tell us how it's going.
Right.
And I'm going to give you an update.
I think she's just feeling insecure.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
CocoTaps.com. CocoTaps.com. All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Coco Love.
Yeah, Coco Love. We'll have you in the studio bringing some rum and coconuts.
Oh, yeah, please.
You got it.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. I'm in love with the Coco.
It's time for the spectacular 71st Annual Fred Hall Show, the nation's ultimate outdoor show. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and international travel at the Fred Hall Show, March 1st to the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive.
Whether you...
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet, too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background checked and drug tested, and they get to help people by unstopping drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application, too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Baba. But they are looking to add to their Smell Good team. So, if anyone of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a Smell Good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-178.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine ever on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special.
Hello and welcome back to our fourth segment. You're listening to So What's Your Problem? It is the midnight special. It's midnight. Actually, it's past 1 in the morning.
And we're coming to the end of the line here.
We're coming to the end of the line. We have had so much fun this show. And really, a lot of people are out there. People are sleeping with other people.
Oh, it's crazy.
People want to meet other people.
It's crazy.
People are in relationships. They're on dating sites.
And they are relying on us to fix it.
Oh, my God.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, my God.
Oh,
I think there's a lot.
I need some coconut rum or whatever that guy was selling.
Where's that Vince guy? I need
coconut. Some of that.
Yeah, we'll get some from him. Anyway, listen, if you have a problem, we're going to solve it. And here's the number, 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. There's really something in the air because that board keeps on going. And who do we have? Herman. Who do we have as a... Oh, hello.
I know you want to talk to
him, but to whom am I speaking?
Hola, Elliot.
Elliot, could you tone it down just a little bit, Elliot?
I could tell Elliot's a cool guy. You know, let him just do his own schleppadicka thing.
All right.
Elliot, I'm okay with being at the end of the line.
No, Elliot, you're schlepping around.
I've been trying to, but I came all the way out here for the
all
nice
right, tell
weather.
Us now, listen, let me ask, let's move forward.
It's,
It's midnight, right? And it's Saturday in the land of the angels. What have you been doing, like, yesterday, today, you know, before you got on the show and got on the horn?
How about,
so
like,
speak?
An hour ago?
What were you doing? What were you doing? You have a couple of cocktails?
A couple of cocktails?
Yeah.
I try to hold off to at least 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it's midnight, so you're probably loaded by now, right?
Getting ready to start over.
Yeah. Oh, you're waiting? Exactly. How about 4 in the morning? Does that
happen? It's like how people vote in Chicago early and often. So I drink early and often.
Uh-huh.
Have you been listening to any of our shows so far?
What do you think?
I think the show is hot. I like the show.
It is hot.
Let me give you one.
I like the concept. What's the problem?
Here's a couple of situations we've had. Our first caller is married 25 years, claims she's happily married. For like 10 years, I think she said, she has this flirtation going on with this guy. Now, they haven't done anything. It doesn't even sound like they've had lunch or anything. But, you know, just in passing by, it's like palpable, the feelings that they have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So she's quite confused about what to do. And then we had another one. who is having an affair with her husband's partner, and she loves her husband very much.
She wants them both.
She wants...
You can't have it both ways. Look, but don't touch. That's my philosophy. Look, but don't touch.
Yeah.
But don't make you a bad present.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no.
So what's your problem, Elliot?
What's your problem? I hope it fits in because we're getting a little libidinous.
It's not marital. Thank God it's not marital.
Oh, good. Oh,
I'm happily married.
Is it financial?
Because we got a couple of women for you. It's not financial.
Is it psychological?
All my assets are tied up in debts.
Okay.
Oh, that's a joke.
that's your joke, right?
Yeah, okay. Elliot, what's your problem there? Tell us. You tell us.
Well, mine's more physical. I recently had hip replacement surgery, which was very, very successful. And I think I may have spoken with you about
it. Elliot, hold on one second. Two sponsors called in. They're dropping the show, and 1,000 people just left. But we're very interested in your hip replacement.
Can I ask you the question? Because I'm happily married. I'm sorry.
No, I'm happy you're happily married. If you didn't say that, your wife shoots you in the head. Anyway, listen, Elliot. Talk about your hip, but can you do it in 12 seconds? No, I'm messing.
Now my left hip is killing me.
Yeah. Oh, your left hip.
Mm-hmm.
So should you do the surgery on the right hip?
On the right. So now my left is bothering me. So I need some advice on what to do so I don't have to get surgery again because you're reticent.
You're reticent on doing the surgery again.
That's one of many problems. The psychological ones, there's not enough time in your show.
Well, what's your most interesting problem? That's what we want.
Give him a drop of help with
Come
this.
Come on now.
Now, let's give you a quick help with this, okay? Don't do the left until the right is completely healed. Don't even think about it, all right? It's like I tell my kids, take a vacation from thinking about your left hip, all right? That's it.
I hear you.
That's it. Do you feel my pain?
Do you feel my pain? Here's my problem, the way people drive out here.
California drivers, LA drivers.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Scary.
We just lost another three sponsors.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, you know what? Elliot isn't fine.
You once called before.
I know you're a snowbird. I remember your calling. Yeah. You live in Boston.
How do you know that?
Because I remember the name Elliot, and he's got a little bit of a Boston accent.
Yeah.
And when I say Boston, he knows where I'm from.
And you have either, you're a snowbird or either in Newport Beach or Laguna, right? Something like that?
Newport.
Okay. Oh. So the driving drives you crazy. What? Because like when it rains, people get insane?
Because they have trouble driving when it's a sunny day out. When it rains out, I'm afraid to go on the highway. Afraid to get on the flag.
There is truth to that. Okay. All right. Now let's move forward. Are any of your affairs? Any of your friends having affairs? Have any of your children gone from marijuana to heroin?
Actually, they just legalized it because I read about it every day back in Massachusetts.
Marijuana.
And a bunch of other states.
Yeah.
And if people want to make money, invest in marijuana stocks.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. We're going to have you call Roger because he's concerned about his portfolio.
Exactly.
Listen, Elliot, keep us up to date. Now, with this hip, do you have a sex life?
I want to be like a regular.
Okay, call the show. Call the show. Elliot, love you. Gotta run, Elliot. We did it. We saved the last dance for you.
That's right.
We saved the best for last. They appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Elliot.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, take,
all right,
take,
keep
take,
listening. Work.
Take care of those hips and get an affair the next time you call.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like we're winding down. Deb, the phones.
Oh, my goodness. It's been great.
And you and I have so much to talk about, but it's good.
It's crazy.
I think our listeners had a good time tonight. So anyway, let's take it on out. Talk Radio, 790 KBC. The show is So What's Your Promise, the Midnight Hour. I really want to thank first Herman, amazing engineer and producer.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool guy. Jose, if you're listening, stay drunk and stay home. No, I'm kidding. We love Jose. And Debbie, beautiful. Great to see you. The most fun hour of my week.
Oh, absolutely.
It shows you where my life is at. No, seriously, stay safe out there if you're on the roads. Come back next Saturday.